The motto of the nonprofit group StoryCorps is simple but profound. Listening is an act of love. Since 2003, thousands of people from across the nation have had the opportunity to record their thoughts or a conversation in a mobile StoryCorps booth. A team from StoryCorps visited Tucson recently, and we're proud to share with you another story from our friends and neighbors here on Arizona Spotlight. Next, we'll hear the voices of Sarah Roberts and Mary Ada Vallee, who are both humanitarian volunteers with the migrant aid group No More Deaths. They talk about the experiences they shared caring for people crossing the desert on the Mexican side of the border.
Buses will come one after another, and often 50 people or so on each bus. So there could be a couple of hundred people at the aid station all at once, and all of them needing food and water. Most did not receive food or water while in detention and had been hungry for many days in the desert, and are in need of food and water and medical assistance often because they didn't receive any medical assistance while in custody. So many people have blisters, and one of the things that has made the most impact on me is sitting down and washing someone's feet, someone who's walked through the desert for 3 days, and helping them take their shoes and socks off, seeing the blisters on their feet, bathing their feet with warm water and drying them and putting Band-Aids and dressings where needed and antibiotic ointment, just doing what little we can for first aid to treat their feet and their, if they have an injury such as a sprained ankle, wrapping their ankle. And just so many times I've had people turn to me and say, "Thank you so much. God will repay you." And I didn't think I would ever meet Americans that liked us. We had heard that Americans didn't like us, and thank you so much for being here.
I'm always incredibly moved when women, and especially children, come through the aid station. And that's only about 25 to 30% of the people we see. But when you see a two-year-old coming up to the aid station, knowing that two-year-old has been through who knows what in the desert, I just am always completely astonished by their courage, by their hope, by their resiliency. And sometimes I ask the kids, you know, what animals did you see out in the desert? And they'll talk about the snakes or the coyotes or sometimes the cactus things, the plants that they're not used to. Maybe they're from a tropical area in Mexico. And by looking at them, you know they've gone through a lot. I mean, their clothes smell like urine. Their faces, their whole bodies are covered in dirt. They've probably fallen a lot. And everything in the desert either stings or pricks or scratches. And so, you know, they're covered in scratches, yet they have a big smile on their face maybe. And I can't tell you how many times the mothers are maybe crying, and they're, you know, the mothers are in a lot of distress from what they went through, and the kids notice, you know, how much the mothers are going through, but are still trying to be so encouraging, and I'm sure think that their mothers are the bravest people in the world as well. I remember the very first summer when we set up, a whole busload of women and children were dumped off. And, you know, it was the really hot summer day. And they came up, and we really didn't have enough clothes even to give to everyone. We were doing what we could with what we had. And then right on the border, the paleta guy, the popsicle guy, came by. And so we scrounged up all the change we could among the American volunteers, and we bought everyone a paleta. And, you know, a banana and fresa, strawberry and coconut and all these things. And I figured, well, it's going to cool their body temperature at least. And it'll be a little bit of sugar, and it'll make them happy. It'll make them very sticky as well.
That was Sarah Roberts and Mary Ada Vallee, recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Tucson. It was produced locally by Matt Felix here at KUAZ. More stories are available online at StoryCorps.net, and you can hear more Tucson stories on the community page at azpm.org.